Park City City Manager Diane Foster says 2013 was a big year overall for staff and city council. One of the big accomplishments, she says, after many years in the works, was the regional water agreement to assure a secure future water supply for Park City.
With Weber Basin, Mountain Regional Water, and Summit Water, that was a high top priority for council. They identified about seven top priorities in that process. And kudos to Clint McAfee as well as Tom Daly. That was a 13-year in process piece, as well as the water liaisons, which were former mayor Dana Williams and former council member Alex Butwinski. They spent a ton of time in the past year just making this happen and getting it over the goal line.
To solve the contaminated soils mitigation quagmire, Foster says a committee formed and came up with viable solutions.
A blue ribbon commission on soils, and that group came out with a number of recommendations which staff will be continuing to work on in the coming year.
She takes a look back at what was the likely relocation of the Rocky Mountain Power substation that, thankfully, she says, never ended up happening.
Rocky Mountain Power substation, this time last year, we all thought we were going to get an upgraded substation and giant lines, et cetera. And at the 11th hour, you know, staff worked on that really hard and came up with a lot of innovation from Matt Castle to Phyllis Robinson to Nate Rockwood, just a lot of creativity in that. And at the end of the day, no one expected Rocky Mountain Power to come back and say, never mind. We have an alternate solution. We've done a deal with Heber Power and Light, with whom we've never done a deal before, and we're going to go down Provo Canyons.
The acquisition of open space is an ongoing top priority for the city. In 2013, it helped Summit County acquire the Tollgate Canyon open space.
You saw the city council authorize a deal with Summit County to provide funding for Toll Canyon and pick up the needing Gilmore property so that the county could close on that.
Also, a long-term Sundance agreement was approved that included moving the festival off of the Martin Luther King three-day holiday in future years, as well as ensuring the festival stays in Park City through 2026.
A lot of people had a lot of influence on that one, and kudos to Sarah Pierce for bringing that one home. And that one was truly a win-win.
And finally, the Treasure Hill development agreement was not finalized last year. And as Foster says, they're no longer meeting weekly with the developers.
The deadline's been passed. The end of the year was the deadline the council set, so we'll see. I know that right now that the owners are talking about what they want their next steps to be, and they'll, I'm assuming, at some point be coming to the city. And right now, the city council's not involved anymore. They've said they set a deadline, and they kept to that deadline. And so right now, as staff, we do expect to hear, and we have been, as a staff, been talking to them as far as what are they going to do, but that ball is very much in their court.
She says at the end of January, council will meet in a retreat to establish goals for the new year. They'll look at Park City's form of government and how city council members will spend their time serving on various nonprofit boards in town.
Most cities in Utah, I believe, have the form of governance that we have, which is quite different than Salt Lake City's, for example, where they have a strong mayor who has both executive and legislative powers. Those are actually split here in the city. We will, in this process, they'll have liaison reassignments, so who's going to, what council member is going to sit on what board. And, you know, that's a significant time commitment on their part. They sit on between 7 and 12 boards each, and that's a huge time commitment, but we believe it supports our nonprofit community.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.